Okay, the Bayside. Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting on Lamed Omid Beis, roughly 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Omid. The Gemara quotes from our Mishnah of Yehuda Oymer Af Beis HaKoresh. So remember, we had in the Mishnah that if a person is putting an Erev for a Ruvet Chumen, and he happens to be a Koyin, so the Tanakhama said he can go and put it in a Beis HaPras. This was the Mishnah on Chof Vov Omid Beis, Chof Vov Omid Beis. The Tanakhama said the Koyin can go and put it in a Beis HaPras, even though that's a Mokum Tumah. But remember, we learned in the Gemara yesterday, it's not a problem, because you can always go with such a Nafuach, with a bellows, which is with a blower, to blow away any potential Etzem Kissa Oira. And therefore, the Mishnah says the Koyin can leave his Eruv Tchum in a Beis HaPras. And Yehuda says, even in a Beis HaKforest, even in a cemetery. And the obvious question is, Mal the Koyin the Beis HaKforest? How can the Koyin get to his Eruv if it's in the cemetery? Says the Gemara, Tona, you know why the Yehuda is Matim, Meshach Yochel Ulochutz, Kalelech, Meshida, Teva, Umigdor. The reason why he's matter is because he says we have an Eitzah for him. The Koyin can get to his Eruv by going in one of these three, Shita Teva Migdo. We've had this in the past. Shita Teva Migdo is a very, very large thing. Shita, explains Rashi, is the Merkebis Noshim, Agula Asuya Kukusa, like a very, very large box. This was a wagon that was used by the women. And Teva Migdo are similar. You're talking about very, very large boxes. They are so large that they contain 40 saw, which is the size, the minimum size of a mikveh. And as a result, because they are so large, they have the status of an oyel. An oyel is an independent, it's not considered to be a kli, it's considered to be a separate oyel. And therefore, the tumah cannot get into this oyel. It's matzik umnei atumah, and that's how the koyin can get to the basic quarters, by going in such a wagon, such a box. So why doesn't the Tanakam agree with that? The Chayra, the Yehuda is right. So the Gemara, the Machloekis in our Mishnah is, what's the status of a Shida Teva Mikvah? Kosovar, the Yehuda holds oil zorek shmei oil, even though this is a mobile oil, this is not an oil which is attached to the ground. This is on the move. Excellent. If it's an oil, it's an oil, as long as it's 40 sa'a or larger in size. But we've looked at that in Tanoi. And in fact, the machloikis in the Tanakam and the Yehuda of our Mishnah is the machloikis that we have in the following price, in the Sanya, Hanichlis, Eretz Amen. If a person enters into Eretz Amen, meaning outside Eretz Yisrael, into Chutz La'aretz, we see the table of Migdo. Rabbi Mitame, Rabbi says that the person becomes Tameh. He says that he remains Tameh. Mike Ligi, what's the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Ma'asav oil zorek lav shmei oil. So it's not an oil, it's just like a large container. But it's not mafsik, it's nei atumah. Ma'asav oil zorek shmei oil. But it is mafsik with nei atumah. So, same machloikis there, that's the machloikis over here. I was decided that we learned the rights of Yehuda Omer, top of Lamed Aleph. Ma'arva the koyim tohar betruma tohoira bekever. Now we're not talking about in the Beis HaKforos. We're talking about an individual kever. And the Yehuda says that you can go and place the eruve chumen on the kever, like on the matseva. Who can do that? A koyim tohar betruma tohoira. Praise Gemara. How can you do that? Zot Gemara, heichi azul. How will he get to that kever? Same as we said in Tana, Rashida Teva Migda. Fine, that takes care of that question. Above Akiva and the Achsa, Itamila. You're not letting go of the Mitame Truma Tahira, and if you're going to put the Truma on top of the Matseva, then automatically it's going to become Tame. It's going to be mild on the mess, so it's Tame. Everyone, Bishloi Hokshura, is talking about that the food item that you put on, let's say apples, oranges, or other fruits or vegetables, they were not mukshu lekabel tumah. No water got on them, and that's why they cannot be mekabel tumah. But what happens if you're talking about, for instance, kalois or matzois, or shenoloshin of meipeirois, or that they did the kneading not with water meipeirois, but they call today the famous or the infamous mezainis bread. So So again, it's not mukshu lekabel tumah. So really, b'loy hushra and lady loisha is really one and the same teretz. Mukshra is more by food items such as fruits and vegetables, and loisha is talking about something which is baked. So Timur, but I still have a problem. Leichim ma'isila. After all, the kohen has to remove the food item to be able to eat it from on top of the keter. How can he possibly remove it? After all, he's going to have to stretch out his hands over the keter to go and get to the food item. By stretching out his hands, isn't he going to be mild on the keter? After more particularly, he's going to extract the food, not by extending his hand, but by extending particularly. So he'll have a large tongue, which does not have a clay kibble. It's going to be made out of wood, and he's going to extract it with that kliyetz. The way makabli tumah. When do I say pshuta kliyetz and not makabli tumah? If you're talking about an aveila or a sheretz or the like, we're talking about a situation where the pshuta kliyetz are going to go over the kever, over the mess, to be able to extract the food, and that's going to be a tumas oil. And tumas oil applies even to pshuta kliyetz, because pshuta kliyetz themselves are going to be mild ala mess. And the more the maisi lo achoirei, for Rashi's goyres, the maisi lo achudei. Achudei, explained Rashi, means on the chud. If you look at Rashi, about seven lines before the wide lines towards the bottom of the omelet, the maisi lo achoirei, if you see the yud, says achudei, what means achudei, the kli she'ein b'chudei tefach lav oyehu. It's talking about that portion that goes over the keiver. He does it on the side where it comes to a point. The point of Rashi in saying that it comes to a point is that at that point it is not a meloi tefach, because the requirement for tumas oil is that it has to be a tefach wide or tefach long, or Rashi says even the circumference of tefach. But here, if he's able to go and extract the food by using pshuta kliyetz at an angle, then you have no problem, because of the fact that there is no surface area of a tefach over the keiver, so it won't become tamei. So the chayyim, the person has done an excellent job in taking care of all of the potential tumah concerns. How to take care of it? The kohen himself, b'shita tefach migdal, he gets to the food by taking it out pshuta kliyetz. The food itself doesn't become tamei. It's not mukshar lekabel tumah. Why isn't there a problem of being mal al hames? He does it achudei. We don't have a tefach. So if you are halking my time, the rabbanu should also agree in this situation that it works. Evdimor kasabi also liknois bayis beisurei hanor. Rabbanu hold that you're not allowed to go and buy a house with isurei. Now the word over here, bayis, is not to be understood literally, because nobody's buying a house. We're not calling up a real estate broker, I want to buy a house. But rather, what it's talking about is the bias is the mokum shvisa on Shabbos. And mokum shvisa is where you put away the rubit chumen. So therefore, the rabbanon, you're not allowed to go and buy a bias, even a temporary mokum shvisa for Shabbos, with iser hanoah. And what is the iser hanoah? Iser hanoah is the fact that he is in the Beis HaChayim, the kever, and the kever, like the mess, is osur b'ano. How do I know a kever is osur b'ano? Says Rashi, we learn it shom shom egla rufa, but Thomas shom Miriam. By egla rufa, it says ba'ofi shom is egla b'anochal. So just like a mess is osur b'ano, same thing is the bones of the egla rufa osur b'ano. The same thing is any shaykhis, like the matzeva, like the kever, are all isurena. So therefore, the chacham holds that you're not allowed to have a no'ah, you're not allowed to go and make your mokum shlisa on the kever, because then you're having a no'ah from the kever. You would hold that you are allowed to have, or you're allowed to be koine shlisa with isra no'ah. Is that what a Yehuda holds? How does he hold that it's mutter? In other words, there's no machloikis in the din of osur liknos bayis b'isurei hanoah. Everybody agrees with that. You're not allowed to have hanoah from Isra'anor in the form of Eruv Tchum. So Ibazoi, what's the heter over here? Heter is because he's not having Hanno'ah from the cave. What do you mean he's not having Hanno'ah? He's able now to go and walk 2,000 Amos. He has Eruv Tchumen. Rashi explains that we had this the other day in Rashi as well, that we're going to have it in Gemara tomorrow, that there are is a machloikis, whether you can go and make an Erev Stam, or in order to make an Erev, it has to be Davka, the Dvar Mitzvah. For instance, so we spoke to Furi yesterday about going to Kishkan Halash to hear the Shabbos Agudu Grusha. Or for that matter, Rashi gives other examples, the person Chas V'Sholom has to go and be Menachem Ovel. You know, it's not the custom really to be Menachem Ovel on Shabbos, but if he wants to be Menachem Ovel, or he wants to go to Beis HaMishnah, there's a Bar Mitzvah, there's a Sheva Brachas, he wants to get to Ortu and Kishkan Halash on Shabbos, he wants to participate in Bar Mitzvah, he considers that all of that mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu, and therefore the fact that he has Hanoah from this Kever is not a real Hanoah, since mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu. Thank you, Mother. Hodi Omer Rabba, Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu, Reina Ketanoi Omer Elosh Maitse. That's Rabba's halacha, that Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu. So let us say that Rabba's halacha is dependent on this machloike between the Tanakama and the Yehuda. The Tanakama, the Rabbanim, let's say, that you're not allowed to put your Eiris on the Kever because they don't want to have Anor from Yisuri Anor, because they hold that Mitzvah Lehenes Nitnu. They don't hold of this halacha of Rabba Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu. And Rabbi Yehuda does hold a Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu. So that's the machloikis. I'm like, Rabbi, no. Peace be to the Hude, Eim Ha'ab, and Elad Vah Mitzvah. If you hold right to that man, the Yomar, the only right that you have to the Ma'ab, the Vah Mitzvah, to call the Yomar Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu, then everybody would agree, like me, that you could put your Erev on top of the Kever because you're not having a no Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu. When I want to go to Kishkan Halash on Shabbos and I need to go and put my Erev there, can I only do it for Dvar Mitzvah? Like hearing a drosha, tending a bar mitzvah, Sheva Brachas, Pastor Shalom Nicham Avelim, a Dvar Mitzvah. Or can you go to Stamazai? I have a good friend in Kishkan Halash, I haven't seen him in a long time, and therefore I want to greet him on Shabbos. So that's the shaila, whether or not you can make a roof to chumen even for dvar reshus. You might have had the amr of Yosef. Aim av dvar reshus. I'm sorry. Aim av dvar mitzvah. May me ketulay amr shmaitz. So now Rabbi Yosef's halacha, and he said that you can only be the mar of dvar mitzvah. So the chayyeh his halacha is now totally in this machloikis of whether or not mitzvahs lehenes or his halacha of aim av dvar mitzvah, whether or not mitzvahs lehenes is lav lehenes nitnu. Now everybody holds like me. When everybody can hold like Rava, the mitzvahs are not for having enough. So what's the machlokes is whether or not you're allowed to go and put the Erev on the Kever? One man Yama holds that once the Erev is konui, in other words, you have to be konui the Erev bein hashmoshes. Once that is already set in stone, he has his Eruv. From this point on, he does not need to be concerned vis-a-vis the actual Eruv itself. Means what happens if overnight, whilst he's sleeping, and the Heima, Chaya, Vistam come. Yeah, he was coining his Eruv. So if during the night it's stolen, or it's eaten up by vultures, or whatever, no problem. As long as the Eruv was intact, at the moment the Benish marshes, it's perfect, you have nothing, no further concern. Skim the Kunali Eruv, when it says Le Nichale, Dimitra doesn't mean he doesn't want it to be watched. Le Nichale means he doesn't really care. He no longer has a need for it to be watched. If it's watched, it's good. If it's not watched, it's all good. It doesn't make a difference. So therefore, the fact that it's on top of the Kever, it's a nice place, I put it there. It was there at the time of Benish marshes. I come back Shabbos morning, it's not there anymore. So it's not there anymore. So I'm not having any benefit any longer from the placing of the Erev on top of the Kever. So you're concerned about the fact that he's having Hanoah. You don't have to worry about having Hanoah. There's no Hanoah. I put it over there. If it's there, it's there. It's not there. I don't really care. The other man says, no. What happens if Itaki gets hungry? I mean, the reason why I put the Erev there was for symbolic purposes, for ritual, halachic purposes. But it wasn't really there to go and eat. But what happens if on the way to Kishkin Holosh he develops a tremendous craving to eat something? He needs to eat a candy bar, or needs to eat a piece of challah, or whatever. It's good to have the food over there. So it's nichalai b'shmira, dimintra. That's why he is having hanor after all. So bottom line is, this hanor that he's having is no longer hanor the mitzvah, because we just said mitzvah lav lehenes. But he doesn't need the food for mitzvah because his eruv was already konui at the time of Ben Eshmash. So the fact that you have a right to go and eat from the food, that's a wonderful thing. I don't think I'm even down to Lord too. Boys, can you still hear me? You can't hear me? Okay. So, I guess it does affect me.
Oh, just the image. The image when you give the shear is on top of your head.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for telling me. It's, we have to go and put, we have to prop it up better. Okay, good. I hope that's better now. No, yeah, but he doesn't see me now.
Yeah, we are not getting
any
image at all. I mean, at least I'm not getting.
You're not. No, you have to push the back video. Okay, boys, you hear me now? Everything okay?
Yeah, now okay.
Beautiful.
Now you can hear me.
Okay.
Perfect.
Greetings to Steve and to David and to Robbie. I'm technologically deficient, but I have next to me Reb Uri, who does a great job in assisting. Yes, Brother Shark. So, let's finish with this thought. So bottom line is, Zokti Gemara, the reason why we have a machloek is the Gabi the Kaver, everybody can hold that Ein Ma'arvim Bar Mitzvah. The reason why you're going to Kishkan Halesh and you're making the Eid of it only for Bar Mitzvah, you cannot do it for Dvar Shus. And everybody holds Mitzvah Lav Lehenesen. So Ein Bazoi, everybody should hold you can be able to use the Eid of on top of the Kaver. But the Chum say, besides the mitzvah, I also want to have the ability to be able to eat. After all, I'm going to be famished after walking 2,000 amos. Wow! I am so hungry. So I want to be able to eat something. And that's why I will have hanor. Oh, you now have hanor from the isur hanor of the matzeva of the kever. Mashenkin, the other man, the Amr says Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need the food. I mean, if you have the food, it's good. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You don't need it for the mitzvah anymore. So you don't really care whether it's being mintra, whether it's being watched, whether it's preserved. So therefore, it's no hanor, and that's why it's mitzvah. Yes,
the,
brother.
The kever is considered a makom shamor.
Yes.
How is it shamor?
It's shamor because it's elevated, and therefore it's not on the ground. So the little critters can't get to it easily, and then even the behemoth and chayes, maybe it's somehow it's covered or something
like that. Or also, it wasn't
Mukshar l'kabel tumah, correct?
Right. So does that mean that this is only this is mahal elevates? But what about say in hol elevates? You need something also to be. I've always wondered about that. Let's say you had peros in a bias mason there. The peros automatic. I assume that we can come in.
I think you need actual kabel tumah for an oil message. I believe so. I believe you need a hexal kamatumah.
So the peros, if they're dry, you would be able to take them out and going to eat them. They could be truma.
When you say it's dry, that means it was never wetted until now. It could have been wetted yesterday, and it came mukshel kabatum yesterday. Even though now they happen to be bone dry, they were wet at one time, and it was nichole, then they become mukshel kabatum.
What about we have a pasi beros that when the water dries up, the mafisas disappear, they evaporate. Here we have a parallel, it's not the same on all fours. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Arab woman, there's a very different chapter. It's there, we have the right, and we're saying it's not there, no biggie, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we so needy with Arab woman?
That's Lamed Aleph, 31a. The answer is, going back to your question, the Pasuk derives. First of all, if in fact the water dries up, remember the Gemara had a shaila, what do you say, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was good, so maybe it continues for the rest of Shabbos. Right. The other man, the Yama, says you look at the status at that moment. But putting that aside, over there, the whole head of the Pasuk derives was so that you could have access to the water and draw it out. There's no more water, said the Gemara, ain't mine, ain't machitza.
Right.
There's no purpose in the whole Pasuk derives. If you want to now continue to carry within the Pasuk derives, the Chum were no longer makel to go and say, you can go and carry in these somewhat flimsy machitzas of the four corners. Pasuk derives were makel, but not for any other purpose. Here the point is you have to be koine shlisa. You have to make your decision, where's your residence? Your residence on Friday night at the time of Ben Hashmashas, that's key if you're walking for the rest of the Shabbos. At that time, you put up your shingle and says over there, Mr. Smith, I live now in this place. That becomes his place, even if the shingle falls off throughout the Shabbos. Here too, the fact that he put down his food there, he's established that as his residence. What happens if 5 minutes later he eats up the whole thing? Or, for that matter, mice or vultures eat up the whole thing. As long as the moment Ben Hashmashas, that was his residence, that means his residence until the end of Shabbos. Yes,
sir. So we learned, I don't know how many blad ago, but we learned also that if the Erev is intact at the start of Shabbos, then it's good. So we're basically repeating that, and then why would I even think that you can't eat the food if it was intact before? Then of course you could eat the food, because... And also you're supposed to
eat the food of the Arab. You're not supposed to eat the food. Right. Even the food for the Arab, you're not, the whole purpose of it is not to throw it in the garbage. Nobody's throwing the garbage. First of all, that you said that we learned a few days ago or earlier, that was Baruch Hashem, the Shas float. But maybe you were referring to Eru B'chatzei, right? And here we're talking about Eru B'chum. But as far as the mitzvah of eating the Erev, that is a gabbai Eruv Tavshil. As far as Eruv Tachumen, that's just a marker that this is my residence for this Shabbos. That's for Friday night, and for Matzah Shabbos is where I live. There is no specific mitzvah that's going to eat there, or to sleep there, or anything. Yes, once you decide that's your residence, that's where it is. Matzah Shabbos, you change your mind, you take your food home, and you can eat it at home after that. So this is not...
Do we really need to say that? That you're making the Erev Chumen for Rishus rather than Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah, we know that you're allowed to do a lot more.
So that's the Machlokes we had in the Gemara. Whether or not the din of Ma'arzin only the Dvar Mitzvah, is that according to everybody, or in fact some hold, even the Ma'ariv the Dvar Rishus. On to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. This is a very simple Mishnah. We had an almost identical discussion back in the Sefer Shabbos, and you have it a couple of times in Shas. This discussion. And that is that the Mishnah tells us you can make an Erev Ma'arvin B'Demai with Peiris Demai. Demai, everybody knows, means that the Amoritz sold it to you. We assume he gave Truma, number one, because Truma happens to be only 2% anyway. And the Torah Chita Achaz B'Teris is a great. All to the Amoritz are very, very nervous because when they hear that Truma is Misa B'Dei Shemoyim, it instills a Chil. They're very nervous about that. They all give Truma. However, a small percentage, Roiv Amoritz Masur, but it was a small percentage that did not give Meiser, and therefore we Chaveirim are not allowed to go and eat Tamai, unless and until we give all the Meisers. But you can Ma'arav with Tamai on Shabbat L'Chadchila, no problem. Even though I know it's from Amoritz and I won't be able to eat from it because it's Tamai, Ma'arav with Tamai. And you can also be Masur, you can be ma'arv with masish rishay shenot with tumasa. In the Havamina, that means that every time you give masa rishon to the lady, he has to go and he has to be mafish and give trumas maisa to the kohen. So that's fine. So what's the problem? Maisa rishon gave the truma. So what's the chiddush over here? Umasa sheni v'hidush shenivtu. I had masa sheni money which I brought to Yerushalayim, and I was polded, and therefore. Or I had Master Shani goods that I was paid. In other words, I had Master Shani tvua or fruits or vegetables in Tel Aviv or Bnei Brak. I was paid in on money. I took the money to Yerushalayim. So now the vegetables and fruits are now like chulin. So what's the issue? Same thing as Hegdish. I had Hegdish before. I was paid in the Hegdish. Again, so now the Hegdish becomes, it reverts to chulin. So, of course I can use that for an Eidim. What's the Chiddush if I was Paitis and now it's Chulin? Bakehanim, they can go and use Chalak, which is just like using Truma. Truma and Chalak have the same status, like the Kehanim. Avo, but don't, Uloi B'Tevel, Uloi B'Mas Rishi Shloi Nata Tumasai, Uloi B'Mas Rishi Shloi Nivtim. If you have Tevel, you can't eat Tevel, Chalila. Can't eat Mas Rishi Shloi Nata Tumasai, you didn't give it Truma, you can't eat the Mas Rishi. You can't eat Masa Shani and Hegish if you weren't pointed. So the Chayyim said, "Dava Pashut, you can't use these for Eidim." The Gemara is going to ask by each case, Shita, or, in fact, how can you? So we start with the Mishnah. Can the Ma'ariv be Demai? Any more Demai? Holy Chazilei. You obviously have to have food that he is able to go and eat. He's not able to eat this Demai. Why can't he eat Demai? Because you know it eat Demai. Everything mara migadi boy mafkilahu the nechse vahavi ani chazulei hashanami chazulei says the Gemara because the person has a migoy. What means a migoy? That although ba'asher husham the way the demai is right now and not eat it, but I have a migoy meaning that I have the ability to be able to go and eat it. How is that? What's the ability? I can be mafkir all of my nechassim. I don't have to, but I have the ability to be mafkir all of my nechassim. And then Chas Hashem, I have now the halakhic status of an ani, and then the chosulei. Then of course I would be able to eat from the demai, because once you're mafkir, all of your nechassim, you're an ani, you can eat demai. And how do I know that an ani can eat demai? Did not mafkir the ani in demai. If you have poor people coming by your house, you can feed them demai. You don't have to give all the mice. And that's achsanya demai. Same thing applies to achsanya. Achsanya is referring to the troops that would be stationed in individual towns and villages from time to time to go and save people taxes instead of taxing the populace and then having for the military. Instead, whenever the military would go from town to town, then the local population had to support them for that day, that week, the 2 week period, whatever it was. So when you're giving them food, you can go and give them the mic. So therefore says the Gemara, the reason why a person, even if he's a wealthy person, the reason why he should be ma'arav et demai is because he has the halachic ability to convert himself into an ani, and an ani is allowed to eat demai. So since it's possible, he has that option, it's an ani. As long as you have protection. That is the Gemara's teretz. Truth of the matter is, we don't even need to come on to this teretz like the Rabbana. What are you talking about? Because back in our Mishnah we said that if you had, for instance, a Yisrael, he's allowed to go and make an Eidim with Truma. He can't eat Truma. So what did the Gemara say? That even though it's not, even though he's not Chazilei, but it's Chazilei Achreni. So the Gemara will give the same teretz over here. Even without my ability to go and be mafkir all my nechassim, since I have friends, or since there are aniyim on this world, so I can go and put away the demai, because even though they Chazilei to me, Baruch Hashem, I'm not an ani, but there are aniyim, and I could invite them to go and eat from it. So based on that, you don't lechayda need to come on to this. And that's why Tosis down below says lechayda that this goes according to Sumchus. Sumchus in our Mishnah said that when you have a Yisrael, he has to dafka use chulin. Sumchus doesn't agree with the Svara that even though it's not lechazilei, it's chazilechani. Sumchus requires it to be chazilei that he can go and use from it. Try it. So how can I go and use it if I'm an asher? Says he, well, you have that option to make yourself into an ani chas v'shalom, and then you can be able to eat from my. So that my is chazilei after all. So this is the halacha of Mishnah. Ravuna tells us that in the brayse, in fact, it's machlik b'sham b'sil. Ravuna tana b'sham b'amen. In fact, there is a machlokes whether or not you machla din demai, but since Visham Mokim Beisil, ain't a Mishnah we baska like Beisil, so finish machilas on din demai. Zayin. Now the Mishnah continues on. Ma'as Elisha should not let Truma say. Beg him up Shita. Now, Rabbi said, let's remember again how Truma Semaisis works, so we shouldn't get confused. You have a farmer, and Baruch Hashem, he had nice crops. So, from the crops, what does he have to do? Okay, we had last week in the parashah, you have to give bikura. That's already, forget about bikura. Let's go on to giving tithes, hafrashos. first thing he has to do is to go and take minatoyda chita achas b'tesis. It's cream. In the Rabbanim, you have to go and give either 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60 to your koyim. And that's called truma, as we all know. After he gives the truma, then he has to be mafish ma'asarishan. And ma'asarishan goes to the levy, as we know. Sometimes, didn't come levy, right? Good. Levy, right? So then you give the truma, the ma'asarishan to the levy. Then after that, depending whether it's year 1 or 2 or 3, or year 4 or 5 or 6, some years you have to go and be mafish ma'asarishani, which is yours. You only have the requirement to take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there, and if you can't go and schlep it, you have to go and be paid it on money. Or if it's year 3 or year 6, it's ma'aser ani, give it to Rani. Of course, if it's year 7, it's Shemitah, and then none of this applies. Fine. Now, what happens after I give my ma'aser rishon to the Levi? The Levi cannot make a bruch and start eating. He first has to be mafish. Trumas meiser, meiser, and a meiser he has to go and give to the kohen. Until he does that, he cannot eat the ma'aser rishon. It's, in a sense, not kosher until you go and mafish the trumas meiser. Fine. The modern Havman assumes that when it says in our Mishnah, ma'aser rishon should not be trumas, it means that the lady did exactly like he was required to do. That from his ma'aser rishon, he gave trumas meiser to the kohen. So now this ma'aser rishon is totally similar to chulin, and therefore you can eat it. To read more pshita. So now, what's the chiddush? Of course, that's a double portion. And therefore, says the Gemara, we're not talking about trumas meiser. We're talking about truma gedoyla. What do you mean truma gedoyla? The lady doesn't have to give truma gedoyla. It's the farmer. That's the point of my saying. The farmer had to give truma gedoyla, but the lady came early. The lady came on a supersonic jet. He arrived on the scene before the car. And the farmer gave the lady 10%. Yeah, but the farmer didn't give truma gedoyla yet. Now when the lady comes home, he gives his trumas meiser to the kohen. And now he goes to Reuven and says, Reuven, do I also have to give truma gedoyla? Because the farmer didn't give truma gedoyla. Do I have to? Don't I have to? Says our Mishnah, it depends. Depends means, when did he go and collect the maser in the absence of the kohen getting his truma? Was he makdim bishibolim? Bishibolim means when you had the kernels, not the kernels, the stalks of grain, meaning we just harvested the grain yesterday. There's no chiyuv trumas ma'aseris on mechuba, only on tolish. So, Baruch Hashem, the farmer did a great job. All of the shibolim have now been harvested or been cut. They're all lying on the ground. And Amiyat Hashem, the farmer and his workers and his employees are going to come to collect them all together, make them into bundles, etc., etc. So if the lady came really early at that point in time, that's what's called his makdim b'shibolim, then he does not have to give truma gedoyla. Does not have to give truma gedoyla. So therefore, the lady's speed in coming ahead of the kohen gave him a benefit. Now you're telling me, why shouldn't we go? Yeah, the kohen is being denied his truma, and the Gemara is going to give us a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayri moisa mimenu truma seshem." When the lady gets his maaser rishon, he has to be made in truma seshem, maaser min a maaser. Darsh the Gemara, maaser min a maaser, maaser amarti lecha v'loy truma gedoyla u trumas maaser min a maaser. The lady only has to give one half rosha. That's the trumas maaser. He does not have to give the truma gedoyla. But as we'll see in the Gemara in another few lines, that if the lady came later in the process, at what point, when the tvu had already been threshed and winnowed and he took the chaff off and the kernels and the stalks, and now it's bekri, bekri means it's on a heap, they did me ruach, if at this point if the lady came before the kohen and he got his portion, then the lady would have to go and give truma gedoyla to the kohen. So it all depends at what point in time did the lady come before the kohen. Therefore, when it says that our Mishnah Ma'aser Rishon should not be trumasai, we don't mean that should not be trumasai, that the trumas meiser was given. That's a double pasha. If you give the trumas meiser, the Ma'aser Rishon is fine. The chiddush is that it was nitla trumas meiser v'loy truma gedoyla. So kedai tachamina that we cannot use it for an eder because it's inedible. We didn't give truma gedoyla yet. Mashmalam that you can eat from it even though no truma gedoyla was given, because it's talking about that the lady was makd in the shiva. So tomorrow again, pshita avad. Of course, you can go and make an eder. Not the men of Trumas Meisah. Trumas Meisah was given. That's a given. He gave it. That's done. But not the men of Trumas Gedolah, but he didn't give Trumas Gedolah. Okay, Bavom, Rav Shokish, Bavom, Rav Shokish. Maas, Rishi, Dima, Rishi, Bavom. Part of me, Trumas Gedolah, you don't have to give Trumas Gedolah. Shem, because says the Posse. But a Moisim, Menu, the lady has to give from his Meisah, Rishi, Trumas Hashem. What Trumas is that? He gives Trumas Meisah, Meisah, Menah, Meisah. Don't you more Meisah, Menah, Meisah. However, you don't have to give Truma Gedolah and Trumas Meisah Menah Meisah. All you have to do is give just the Trumas Meisah. I'm going to pop the bay if that's the case. Why are you saying this halacha only in the case when he's marked the Bishibolim? Why don't you say the same thing when he's marked the Bikri? Amalek says, over here I have a second pasuk. What's my other pasuk? To address your question, says the Rabbi Nishlelem, Mikol Masri Seichem, Tarimu Eis Kol Trumas Hashem. Mikol Masri Seichem, from all of your Maser Rishonim, Mr. Lady, you have to give Kol Trumas Hashem. What means Kol Trumas Hashem? Not only Trumas Meiser, but also Truma Gedoyla. This is a special Xerus HaKosuf. In the case of the Makta Mishibalim, says the Torah, you do not have to give Truma Gedoyla. That is the Mak, the Levi does not have to give Truma Gedoyla from his Mas Rishon. However, if it's already at the point of a Dimoy Bikri, then the Levi has to go and hand over to the Kohen two portions. Portion number one, the Truma Smeiser. Portion number two, the Truma Gedoyla. Right, Imara, I understand that I have two Psukim. One says you are absolved from having to give the Truma Gedoyla. The other one says that you are obligated to give Truma Gedoyla. Maybe I should switch it around. Maybe I should go and say that if it's Makdim Bishibolim, that's when he has to give the Truma Gedoyla. And when he's Makdim Bikri, then he doesn't have to give. In other words, Mar Isa, how did you distinguish between one and the other? Evdimara Hai Idgin Bahai Loi Idgin. The word Idgin means that it has been converted into Dogon. Dogon means grain. When it still happens in the Bishibolim, it's not grain yet. There's still so much work that needs to go in processing these stalks with the kernels in terms of removing the chaff and in terms of winnowing, in terms of thrashing. You got a a lot of work. When we buy bread in the store, we don't appreciate how much work has gone into it, from the planting of the seeds to the putting on the fertilizer, to the Kodesh Baruch giving the rain, Kodesh Baruch making it into kernels, and then the farmer has to go and harvest it, and then he has to go and chaff and thresh and winnow and all the rest, until it finally now becomes grain. And now that grain you have to go and dry it out if it's still moist, and then you, of course, you have to grind it into flour, and then the flour you have to mix with water, and then you have to bake it and give challah, etc., etc. 12 different things have to happen before you can make a mitzvah. Yes, sir. Reb Simcha, welcome back.
Pleasure.
Great.
So, in other words, why did you not know, just because it becomes terrible? It becomes terrible. Yeah, it becomes terrible. You have to make a first mitzvah.
Right.
So why, when the lady takes Mishibol in this considered mitzvah, she knows, until the chiyuv of, you say, the three is what, once it becomes the Indian.
Right.
So why is there a chiyuv on Shibolim? If it's terrible, but why is it?
No. If it reaches the point of chiyuv, if you will, what the Gemara is explaining to us. Why here? Why here again? So why not? Why is the Maizrishin any good to anything? She's happy already. It's like taking plastic, but it's not really. He's taking it. It's not. No chiyuv.
He gave nothing. He gave Maizrishin. He gave nothing because it wasn't the chiyuv didn't reach yet. You didn't have a chiyuv of it's not Dagan. If you take Meiser Rishon from Shibolim, you gave away a Matana, but you didn't give Meiser, because there's no chiyuv Meiser until Digan.
Moshe Lamad Davadoyme to a baby that's born. He needs a bris, a baby boy, obviously. can't give a bris for the first 7 days. You have to give the bris on the eighth day. But it doesn't mean that he's not mechuyev the bris on day one, two, three. You're just not able to do the bris because you have to wait until day eight. Anytime you're a farmer and you have new produce, it is obligated immediately. And he'll consume the maaser. You're not able to give it because you have to wait until after miruach, and that triggers the point where you have to go and be mafish it before you're able to go and eat from it. But the obligation already is hovering over the produce even before it gets to that point. You wouldn't be able to eat derech haroi, derech sudas kvar. You can't eat it, even though it's pre-free.
For example, though, if you made a bris on the sixth day, you're missing it anyway.
100% right.
It's the same question about Maaser Mishnah also. Why is Maaser Mishnah considered, is Yotzen out mitzvah Maaser Mishnah? It's like saying, you did a bris on the sixth day.
Exactly. You should still have to do Maaser Mishnah again.
The deal of bris is the eighth day.
Right.
I guess the parallel of the Mishnah and Mishnah are not exactly the same.
No, but the question goes back. If you gave Maaser Mishnah prematurely, very nice, thank you for the gift. You didn't give Maaser Mishnah, you gave a gift.
Maybe is good, but that's not the halacha. Okay. Halacha is, if you gave your truma maaser immediately, you're yotze. You don't have to give
a second. If the koyin comes, it helps also when it's not yet formed.
Exactly. He was yotze, his truma gedolah. He doesn't have to give it again. He wasn't obligated to give at this point. He could have waited until after the Gemara paid.
So why do we say if somebody brings their truma through the window, through the back door, not through the shahr, then it's putter through the harama, through the window? Because if that's the case, the obligation is hovering even above the truma before it gets in. How can you?
If you look at the toy, second toy discusses your issue. In other words, instead of defining the difference between the Shibolim and the Kri, why don't we say that the first pasuk is talking about the Kri, it's already Muruach, but it wasn't Rei Penei Benayis, and then it's the second pasuk, Rei Penei Benayis. I'm only talking of Farishai, Umayra Isa. Name Ibcha Lachai Vigdim Bishibolim, Lithic Dim Bekreed, Ain Zuswar. So the Rivo is saying, Al Piswara, what you're saying makes sense, that the line of demarcation should not be between Shibolim and Kri, but rather Kri and Roy Ibnir Bais. Says the Rivo, that if you wanted to say that, then although Al Piswara, you could say that shot in the Tupsukim, but then you couldn't say that shot in the Gemara's Kasha Umar Isa. Mar, he said, why do you go and say to the first pasuk about Kri? Second pasuk is talking about Rei Penei Bais. Let's say if I cared that it's Rei Penei Bais, then you are Potter. And then if it's the Kri, then you're Chayv. That wouldn't make any sense. So therefore, Rivo says, although the distinction is a good distinction between pre Rei Penei Bais and Ach Rei Penei Bais, but in terms of the Gemara, it wouldn't fit in logically with the Gemara's Umar Is. So bottom line is, you're right. If the Kri is not the final say, final say is when it's Rei Penei Bais, when you bring it into the house. But at that point, it becomes certainly now you're absolutely obligated, you have to go and give. But anything that you gave before, you are Mekayim, you fulfill your obligation, even though it's quote unquote premature. You didn't have to give it at that time, but it might see the Tfuah itself is obligated, you have to go and give. Anyway, beginning back to Ar Gemara, so Ha'idgim, therefore, What's the reason why the Gemara uses the expression idgin? Because when it comes to truma, it says the pasuk reish is digoncha to roish chavitzarecha. Therefore, once it's for kri, it's already dogon. Hashem ki mishibolim, it's not dogon yet. And then the Mishnah continues on Maaser Sheni vehegdish nivdu. If you avoid the Maaser Sheni vehegdish, you can put it away from the roof. Chum v'pidim apshita. Why not? Reitzricha shenosu v'kembel enosu esa choymesh. Halacha is when you want to go and be poida your maaser sheni, take it to your shalai. Or you want to be poida your hegdish, if you're the baalim, you have to be moisef a choymish. Aha. So therefore, I had in Tel Aviv 10,000 bushels of grain. Those 10,000 bushels of grain were worth $1,000. I don't want to schlep all 10,000 bushels of grain because it's a big, big load. It's going to cost me $1,000 just to transport it to your shalai. So I'm poided it for $1,000, but I have to add to that thousand a choymish, which is really a quarter. So therefore it's $1,250. But I only paid $1,000. Zoktin's in the Mishnah, Kamashalon ain't a choymish ma'akiv. You still have that chiyuv, you still have the obligation of giving the choymish. But whether you did or whether you didn't, the pidyon was effective. The same thing applies to Hekdesh. If I was Makdesh my food, and then after that I was Poydit, I have to add a Chaymish. If I didn't add the Chaymish, it's still an effective pitch. Continuing on to the Mishnah, but you can't use Tevel. Of course you can't use Tevel. You can only eat Tevel. We're talking about tevel that min haTorah was no chiyuv of giving trumas and maizes, only midrabanan. How can you have only midrabanan? Going shezoroi the otzit she'enoi nokav. You went and planted your food items in otzit she'enoi nokav. Otzit she'enoi nokav means, of course, a flower pot that had that no hole underneath, and therefore this was not a real tzuriyah. So mina toira your potter. There is no din of tevel on flower pot food items. It's not in the ground. When midrabanan, you are mechuyev after all even otishen nakam. Ah, so could I come in that since mina toira you are allowed to eat from it, maybe it'll be an effective erev. Kamashu in the Mishnah that since you cannot eat a midrabanan, so the ma'aser you can't eat it. You cannot be konish lisa on inedible food. Is the substance exactly? For the masri, not the trumas. Again, here with the masri, he did not give the truma. And the Gemara assumes once again they have a minute that he didn't give the trumas maaser. Maaser without giving trumas maaser is inedible. Pshita. Again, the same terrors like Sri Shikima Bekri. Oh, here it's talking about that the Levi came before the Kayan. The farmer gave to the Levi the masri without having been mafresh truma. Previously, what's the halacha? He was makdim b'kri. Here, the lady does have to give, besides trumas meiser, holds a portion of truma gitay. And therefore, when Amisha says, "Shloi not the trumas aniv, nivu man of trumas meiser," that was given. But the man of trumas gedolah, but truma gedolah was not given. Oh, you didn't give truma gedolah. So didn't we learn a few minutes ago that as but if it's bishibolim, you don't have to give, but it's bikri, you do have to give. Says Imam Mao the same, I might have thought could omulate a papa labai. That's exactly what a papa question was to abai. If you go back about 10 lines at the beginning of the line, it says omulate a papa labai. Yeah, since the pasuk says pari moisim menachum with a shem asim and a maaser. That there's no chiv of truma gedoyla. So I would think here too there's no din of truma gedoyla. The answer is that's what a Mishnah is telling you, like the answer. What's the answer? The answer is it says in the pasuk, "Ikom Master Sechet Rimu Eis." Call truma Hashem. That call comes to be marve, not only the truma smaiser, but also the truma gedoyla. If it's after the point of decree. Finally, the Mishnah says, "Well, the Ma'aser Sheni, the Hekdesh Lo Yifru." If you are not poide the Hekdesh or the Ma'aser Sheni, what's the halacha then? Look, you already cannot use it for an erev because of pshita. Of course, if you're not poide, if you have Ma'aser Sheni in Tel Aviv, which you are not poide, you can't eat it. If you have Hekdesh that you weren't poide, you can't eat it. The pshita, the double portion, you can't make it for an erev. So, but he did do a pidyon, but he didn't do a halachically correct pidyon. What does that mean? Now, all of us, when you think of Asimon, at least when I think of Asimon, I think of the telephone coins. I was learning so in the car yesterday. He never knew about that telephone coins in Israel called Asimon because he's the new generation, the new millennials. They don't remember 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Before the hard to find, too.
And all the half the machines were broken anyway. They ran out fast, and the machines half the time were broken. Went for 20 seconds.
He had holes in them.
Exactly. They were holy coins. Anyway, the point is, but that's not what the real Taich of Asimon. The real Taich of Asimon is a blank coin. Some people say that it's slang, that it's a slug. It's just plain coin, no mintage, no coinage, no nothing. Ah, Rachmana Omer, Tzarta Kesa Biyodcha. The Russian Tzarta is Kesa Sheishla Tzura. It does have to have a minting or a coinage on it. It has to show a picture of King Louis or King Trump. It has to show something on it. It can't just be a plain, simple, blank coin. So therefore, even though the value of the coin may have been the full amount of the value of the Ma'aser Sheni, it was not an effective pidyon because it was a coin she'ein alav tzura. Hegdish, Chil al Gabi Karka. You had Hegdish, you want to Mechaldir, instead of using cash, you Mechaldir on your real estate. When Omer Nasser Kesef Kamla, you have to go and give Kesef, you cannot give real estate for people. So therefore, even though it was a pidyon, the Mishnah says Shleinib, because we're Shleinib, do Kihilchas. On to the next mission. Dr. Mishnah writes, you have a person who wants to make an Erev, but he doesn't want to schlep all the way out on Erev Shabbos to his Mokum Shvisa, so he sends a messenger. No, Shvich Shalom Kimoisa. Hashaleach Eru Be'ad Chedesh Shoy to the Kotten. He sent the Chedesh to the Kotten. Or Be'ad Mishen and Moide Be'erev. More is going to say, like a Kusi, and Kav Chaymer or Koshkein, a person who's an Apikoris, or a Goy. He doesn't understand, he's a Fishtagnish, he doesn't agree with Erev. Any of these guys, any Erev is not a good Erev. We'll see more and more about it.
Why Kusi, why Kusi?
Very often, and the reason why Rashi says it, because if you look in the Gemara on the first wide line, man, Rav Chisda Kusoy. So, if it's understood literally, it means because the Kusim very often only believe the Torah Shabbat, and not Torah Shabbat. And we have, in fact, in Machloikis, what Eruv Tchumen is, what is Deraisa, Drabanan, assuming other than Rabbi Kiva that it's Drabanan, the Kusim certainly didn't believe in Drabanan, and so therefore they were not goyis this whole din of Eruv Tchumen in the first place. And even if they held like Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't say the Fedish din of Tchumen or Eruv Tchumen, it's all based on Drashas, so and they didn't agree with Drashas. So that's if you learn Kusi Pasha. Or it's very possible that it's the censor, because very often it says in the Gemara the Goy, sometimes the censor put in the word Akum, and sometimes they put in the word Kusi. So depending on the censor on any given day, the word Kusi over here might in fact refer to a Goy, or it's referring to an Apikoidus.
It says also says Rashi too.
Yeah. Rashi over here said the mission says
Kusi. No, the censor, he
sent it. Yeah, he did a good job. The censor did a very good job. The censor was typically a Yid that was never
Mishman.
Mishman, exactly, Mishman. So he didn't like any bad terms about Goyim, so he took it all out. Of course, he got a fee for it. Anytime he signed it. That's why in the Gemara in Mesechtes Brachos on Dafei, Gemara brings the halacha about wearing tefillin. It says even a Kodesh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. So it says in our tefillin, it says, what did it say? Ishma Yisrael Shem Gerchot. What did it say in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Mikam Chisrael Gerchot Baris. So in some of the old editions, it says, Mikam Chisrael Kusi Gerchot Baris. Or Akim Gerchot Baris. Yeah, because any time it said the word Goy, took it out, he put a little Kusi Gerchot Baris. Yeah, some of the old.
I just copied your place. Find a place.
That's why if you're doing a Google search and you're doing one of those, you know, delete. You gotta be careful what, you know, delete each time the same word appears. Sometimes it gets problematic. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah. What happens if you set up two individuals? The person who's going to go and do the actual carrying, the messaging, is going to be Cheshet the Cotton or the Kusis. What happens, however, you know, you learned the Mishnah, you know that he's not going to be able to make the Erev, so you made up with your friend, Mr. Goldberg, who happens to live very nearby the place that you're putting on your Erev Tchumen, and you tell him, Mr. Goldberg, you don't have to go all the way here to my town, pick up the Erev and go back. No. Just do me a favor. At 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon, I want you to go and meet my son, who's only 10 years old, but he's a lovely guy. Yeah, wonderful. You can fare him on chas. He won't know it, but you can fare him, no problem. And you meet him, and he's going to bring the Erev to you, and you take the Erev, and you're going to place it down. He can't do it. You place it down. So the Mishnah said, that's okay. How is the Erev? As long as the one that put it down is Bar Mitzvah, and he's not a Cheshet Kotten, and he's Moed of Erev, he doesn't have to go and slap it. He'll be the one to mekabel it, and he'll put it in place. Exactly. How is it? Look, you are. The Kotten Loi. Why can't the Kotten do it? Bom Ravuna. Kotten Goivisa Erev. Now you see when it says the word goyve, you already know that we're not talking about Eruv Tchumen, we're talking about Eruv Chatzeres. And in the good old days, they didn't do like we do today, that you put away Pekel Matzis and you are mezake everybody in the Chatzer. Rather, everybody had to contribute towards the Erev. So somebody on Friday afternoon would go from house to house, he had to take a little something, and they put all the food items in somebody's kitchen, one of the five courtyard owners, one of the five balabatim, we put it over there. So, who is the one that would do the collection of the food? You can send the cotton around too, no problem. The cotton can go from door to door.
Do you have to make a bracha on Mrs. Seder?
Well, do you have to make a bracha on that? I'm not sure. But the cotton can go and do the collection. So if the cotton can do the collection over there, so why can't they go and put the placement of the Erev over here? There's a big difference between a Rav Tchumen or Chatzeres. Now that they're spelled differently is clear. The question is, why should it be a difference? Manishta. So Rashi gives a very, very lumdish svar. Look at the Rashi, right after the Mishnah. Go this Erev mibnei Chatzer Marvelen. You can go to the Erev on their behalf, put it together. Says Rashi, Eruv Chatzeres. The Eruve Rishusayu the Almahu. Hilkoch Mamela mi Erev. The Avagab the Ein Maisa Kotten Kulum. What Rashi is telling us is that what the cotton is doing is really, if you want, a maisa koif ba'alma. In fact, the Gemara is going to talk about later using a koif. Koif means literally a monkey. And we don't mean chas v'shalom to make a monkey out of this kid. He happens to be a wonderful young child. He really is learning with hasmali. He's a great boy. But the point is that for purposes of eruv chatzeres, all we have to do is establish that the five balabatim have gotten together and they're putting their food all together in the kitchen of one of the five. So all you need to have is somebody collect it together and put it there. Once that happens, if all the food is together, then automatically it's deemed to be that they all live together in that person's house. So it doesn't have to be through a maisa. Rashi said it happens mamela. Once I put all the food items together in Yankel's house, then Beryl and Shmerel and Reuven and Shimon, they are all deemed to be co-owners of Yankel's Rishus, because we all have food in Yankel's Rishus. So I don't have to make any kinyon, I don't have to do a Meshicha, I don't have to make a kinyon chotzer, I don't have to do Hagbah. Just the fact that all the food is together and we're all mechaven to live together. And they all said this. That's already sufficient. Once you've done that, then the Erev has happened on its own. There's no given point that we have to go and say, okay, I hereby proclaim that we have now the Erev. The Erev happens on its own. The main matter. See, I've got to be my second club. It doesn't bother us. Like we'll learn a little bit later. What happens if you have a balabas who anyway is a shutef in shchenim, in business? He happens to be a partner in the agriculture, for instance. Ain't Turk Lav, he doesn't even have to make an Erev. Why didn't he have to make an Erev? Because he's already a Shutif. Maybe he has to be a Shutif in that person's house. We have to see that Ayin Al. But if he's already a Shutif, let's say Taka in the person's house. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven lives in his house, Shimon lives in his house, but Shimon is a part owner of Reuven's house. He helped him in the equity financing, so he's a part owner. So Ain't Turk Lav, he doesn't have to put any food there because he owns it together with him. Then you have to be kind of Shvisa, you have to establish. Here is my abode. You have to be make the shvisa. But to come the old mikneh, then you do have to have the kinyan, so to speak. And the kinyan, the cotton cannot affect that. Good. So big difference between Rav Tchumen and Rav Chatzeres. Rav Tchumen happens with a maisa, and cotton can't do a maisa. Rav Chatzeres really happens on its own as soon as all the food is gathered together. Somebody already asked, what about this kusi? Man, who is this? Mishen Oyd Ma'id Erev. Amr of Chizda Kusoy is referring to a kusi who doesn't believe in Erev. So even though he's bar mitzvah, and even if you hold kusim or geri MSA, well, a mice, if he doesn't believe in it, then he cannot effect the Erev Tchumen. V'yamam liyach v'kavli men, how is the Erev? Peyti mor v'lechi tumul imam tilek. Since you tumul achesh shed v'kot, or a kusi, achesh shed v'kot, or don't have sufficient intellectual maturity, the kusi doesn't believe in the whole thing. So even though he made up with Mr. Goldberg, that Goldberg is going to go and accept the Erev at the other end in 2,000 Amos, then maybe they're not going to bring it to Goldberg. In fact, after Shabbos, I'm going to call my friend Mr. Goldberg, oh, I thank you so much for accepting upon yourself the chore of putting down the Erev in that Mokum, because I walked the Kishkan Olet, and you have no idea, the Shabbos at Gadol Gasha, it was fantastic. And Goldberg says, so what are you talking about? You know, I sent it with my son. I never met your son. I didn't see him. I didn't get anything. So maybe my mom delayed. And the son, who's only 8 years old, 10 years old, he decided to go and play with some other things. You know, found the ball and started playing. He forgot all about the Erev, and the Erev is still in somewhere else. The Zimul Ramat, right? Every weekend. But Rav Chizda be'oim v'rayayim. Here it's talking about that the Erev maker, in other words, the person who put down the Erev, he was able, the person who sent the Erev with his son, or the Cheshire of God, etc., he saw with binoculars, he saw with a telescope, that in fact, it reached Mr. Goldberg. Oh, just like Rav Chisda said elsewhere. We'll see in a moment where the elsewhere was. He said, he saw that it got to Goldberg's hand. Maybe Goldberg got the area, but he didn't do anything with it. In other words, maybe, so thank you very much for giving it to me. I don't need it. Take it back. Or he just left it there. How do you know that he wanted to put it in the place where he's supposed to put the area? That's a famous halacha that once you give a shliach, assuming that he is not deranged or insane, he's a normal guy, you have a chazak, you can rely on him, he's going to do your shliach. You just said now, a moment ago, kid the Omer of Chizr, kid the Omer of Yechiel, where did they say it? Oh, my, the sign of the rice. Nosil a bill. What happened if you give the Erev to an elephant? And the elephant took it to the destination. Or he gave it a kaif, he gave it to the monkey. Now you're thinking to yourself, how can a pill or a kaif family, what do they understand? How can you do that? So Rashi says, there are occasions that you can train them. See Rashi, three lines at the bottom, kaif pill, on the shame of the mother, yeah, sometimes you can train them, just like the zookeeper in the circus, yeah, exactly. The circus the trainer, that's a better example, which is very in the circus, they can go train them to all types of acrobatic tricks. Just as soon as you make sure they go and give them mutton scotch, but see, they immediately pay them off and give them something to eat, right? So, same thing over here. You told the pill and the kaif. One child, he wasn't able to learn it. But after a year of Shabbos, and he took him, he's trying, pill, listen to me very carefully. I'm going to go and give you food. No.
They say an elephant never forgets.
Huh?
But you made a hard stomach because I'll stop with the animal rights and I'll stop again, Shabbos.
That's not a good aim. However, if he told Goldberg, meet my pill or meet my koif by the Mokum Shvisa and take it from him and put it down, how's that? Now the same question with Imamkilay. Maybe the pill and the koif, even though they're Mulumadim, but they are going to stray and they're not going to get to Goldberg. Rav Chisda ba'imibariel, he saw Taka from afar with his telescope. Maybe Goldberg is going to say, keep it. Good. We could theoretically stop here, but let's continue on a little bit further. We'll make a dent, and maybe we won't have to have a separate shear for Shabbos. I'm not going to see, because on Shabbos we're going to be able to tape it, and we won't be able to tape it on Shabbos. We're Orthodox, so we're going to try to learn every day a little bit more. I'm not going to see. We shall tell you that in Chazok Shlichus, we shall solve them Chazok Shlichus. Rav Nachman says this pasuk, this theory, this halacha that we keep on saying, Chazak Shlichus Yichusay, and only works by the Rabbanans, it doesn't work min ha Torah until you know for sure. So, for instance, I have my tour. It was Roya Bnei Abayis. I have to go and give truma. I ask my shliach, please give truma on my behalf. And the shliach says, don't worry, I'll take care of it, and everything will be fine. Can I start eating now from Shirayim? Based on the assumption that Mr. Goldberg took care of giving the truma, and he says, "I'm not going to know." Ain't it shall tell you in chazak or shtuch. So what do you have to do? Says Rashi, "As chazim do, but I have to actually see it with my own eyes that Goldberg took off 2% for the truma and 10% maserisha and 10% masersheni, etc., etc. Ain chazak or shtuch or shtuch. The shall suffer. Rabbanan, chazak or shtuch or shtuch." And the Gemara is assuming in our case that the case of Chumen is Drabanan, because except for Rabbi Kiva, everybody holds it's Drabanan. So therefore, you can go and appoint a Shliach. Even by the Arises, Chazok Shliach, Oyd Shlichus. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a number of Mekoirois to each one. So first we start off with Sheshes. Sheshes said that even by the Arises, Chazok Shliach, Oyd Shlichus. Amr Rav Sheshes, I don't know that now we learned in the Mishnah. This is a beautiful case. You have people that want to go and start eating from the new tzvua, from the new grain, and you can't eat from the new grain until you bring the carbon oimer on the first day of Chol HaMoed. So all those people that happen to be next to the Beis HaMikdash, they're able to find out immediately, oh, the carbon oimer was brought bright and early, 9 o'clock in the morning, done, so now you can start baking and cooking with your new tour. Oh, sounds great. What happens if I don't live right next to Beis HaMikdash? I live on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, where I live in Tel Aviv or in Bnei Brak, and I couldn't get a foil regular for whatever reason. Bottom line is, I don't know for sure when the carbon oim is brought. As soon as it's 12 o'clock, you can go and start eating. Why? Because Chazaka But you can rely on that. I'm not allowed to go and eat from the new tvu until the carbon is bought. So how can I rely on that? So the reason I can rely on it is the chayyim, because even by the raisa, that's Rav Sheshes. Even by the raisa, it's me a choyz ishtichus. If you continue on in that same Mishnah that we're quoting, the Mishnah Mesachtes Menachos, if you continue on, you know why the Rechaikim Mutarim? Bishayodim She'ein Bez Mis'atzlim Boy. Now, apparently in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kahanim were under the auspices of a Bez. And that bezin made sure that the Kohen did everything properly and correctly. So the bezin on the first day of Chol HaMoed of Pesach, they made sure Kohen Shnel bring the carbon oymer. Kohen
Zvizim anyway.
Kohen Zvizim, but they have other components to bring that day too. That's not the only thing. There are tons of people there.
That's why we need to put money in the chauffeur and go.
That's the next case. So plenty of people are over there that are bringing their this and that, the other. Yeah, it's a busy day. But now we know for sure, that they brought the carbon oil before 12, because ain't that's mitzvah. Ah, so the Gemara is saying is, says Rav Nachman, really a regular shliach, you might not be able to rely on, because mederaisa maybe ain't chazak as b'chayshus. But if you have a bezin in charge, then you have nothing to worry about. Oh, it's a very good test. Now, in fact, the Gemara now reverses it. How do I know that ein shliach oy chazein chazaka shliach oy shluchu midiraisa? Victorin time if he shiur shein bezin misatzelbar. It's time the only reason it's good bezin hudlu misatzelbar. It sounds like shliach misatzelboy midiraisa. Sheshes amalach bezin ad palgi di yoima shliach kuli yoima. Says of sheshes yurayis the kuteraya. However, when I say chazaka shliach oy shluchu, it doesn't mean that he does it 5 minutes. It doesn't mean that he puts away all of his other concerns and needs and immediately rushes to do the shlichus. It means he's going to do it. Give him 24 hours, or at least by the end of the day, you can be sure by the end of the day he'll take care of it. What it says in that mission, Sechsel Menachos, is if I was just relying on the kehanim, maybe I would tell the Har Choykim, you can only start eating from the new tmur at night, because by the end of the day, for sure the kehanim brought it that day, because the mitzvah to bring it out of the Achen on the first day of Chol HaMoed. However, because it's a bezdin, then you can even rely already at 12 o'clock. Omer of Sheikh Manon, I have another right.
Because the bezdin is not
been unreasoned. Yeah, not been unreasoned, exactly. Omer of Sheikh Manon, Minolo, the Sanyul, and then a Bryce, this is what you were referring to a moment ago, Barry. We just say, Shalal, Legda, Oiziva, a woman that was Baruch Hashem, you let her share a child, or she was a son, and she has to go and bring her kapas. And she has to bring a cat. Is Mevia Mois, and they said it's Mishoifer. She doesn't have to give the money directly to the Kohen. She can go and put it into the Shoifer. Shoifer means one of the pushkas that was there, that pushka that said on it, a Khan for your lettuce, Lord, for his Zogah, etc. The Tevelas Vechel is the Kochim, and she can go and be Toivel, and then eat Kochim when? Le'erev at night. Why? Because she can assume my time. To go, she's Muteres Labala even before she brings her Kabbalah. However, for purposes of eating kashim, she is what we call a mechuseres kippurim, and by the Heir Shemesh in terms of the tefillah, but she can't go and eat until she brings her carbon. At night, she can eat her carbon. Question is, how can she bring her carbon? Maybe the Kohen didn't go and bring her carbon that day, and therefore she cannot eat kashim. Ah, mutzak zagush b'yechash t'chusa, it's the charaya, there's a sheshes im b'diaraisa, Chazak is shliach
oishu. Rav Sheshes isn't arguing about that. He's saying even the Rabbanan. Why is Rav Sheshes says vein Rabbanan vein b'rais the rights of shliach oishu shlichusa? What Rav Sheshes doesn't need.
What's Rav Nachman say?
Rav Nachman is the one who said
that what?
The Torah
ain't chazak shliach oishu. Rav Sheshes says the Torah shliach oishu shlichusa. So now I have a question. Min ha-toyra, is there such a chazak or is there not such a chazak? I want to bring a makar. It says Rav Sheshes, I have a makar. My makar is from the fact that the women can all eat that night, even though I don't know for certain that they brought the car, but I can rely on it. Why? Because chazak is shlichus. And this is a chadir. ונחון עושה כרב שעמת אם רב שעמת חזוק אין בזל של קהנם אין במשם עד שאיכו כמוי של השויפר. In other words, the same territory as before. If it was just the Kahanim alone, you have no right. Could be they'll be so busy with many other Kabbalahs, they didn't bring that carbon for the ladies that day. But I have a Bezdin on top of them. Oh, the Bezdin, make sure. It's now getting close to six. So he said, Kahanim, the day is almost over. Did you bring all, did you take out the money? Oh, we forgot. Oh, so they're going to still take out all the money, bring all the kinim, make sure that all the women will be able to eat Karchim law as a... So stop over here, but submit should be continued tomorrow. Yeah. Have a wonderful day. Zagazen, Zagazen.
Why don't we say a little bit of fire, I think, over there by...